You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It was kind of funny during the mind bender. We were talking about dogs, and Jeremy referenced his what kind of dog was it again?
Boston Terrier, Sully.
It was a Boston Terrier,
good boy,
who had a issue with his bowel movements, and Jeremy would have to, or Nicole. My guess is Nicole did it way more than
you did. It was equal, man. It was, just, okay. It was like one of those things we had to do. You had to wipe him every time he went number two because he was built kind of funny. So every time when he'd come back to the patio door, you'd show up there with a wet paper towel and you'd have to wipe him every single time.
Now, I will tell you this. The way I can relate to that is the cat that I had 20 years ago, Sid the cat, also known as Monkey Butt. And the reason Monkey Butt got that name is because she was a tortoise shell Persian. And so she had a lot of hair, and it was a lot of hair congregated around that portion of her body, too.
Oh, sure.
And so not always, but often when she would use her litter box, she'd come walking out and there would be stuff dangling from her fur. And you'd be like, come here, and you'd have to clean it. So we would go and get her groomed constantly, shaved in that area.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so therefore, she looked like one of those National Geographic things where they show the apes, with the big red butts or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And so thus, Monkey Butt was born because she had to get shaved there just so that there weren't danglies.
She probably appreciated it.
She was like the queen of the dingleberries.
Yeah, and well, that long cat hair, it'll stick for sure.
Yeah, so. It was bad.
You don't want one of those falling off like in your bed or something when she's laying there. Ugh.
So the reason we bring this up is because we're calling an audible. We were going to talk about one thing here at 8 o'clock. We've decided it's much more fun for us to ask you to call in and tell us about your high-maintenance pet. What do you have to do, whether it's, like we're talking about, with shaving, trimming, wiping, dietary stuff.
Yeah, diets, medications.
Yeah. How is your pet high-maintenance?
Did you have to buy those little stairs that you have to put next to your bed so your cat can go up the little stairs and lay on your bed?
Don't tell me you guys have
No, God, no. Are you serious?
Well, I don't know.
No. Actually, the dog is not allowed on the bed in our house. So.
Oh, that's good.
That's a big no-no.
How is your dog high maintenance or your pet? And I'm laughing at Deborah, who says, my dog won't eat unless I hand feed her. Okay. And I'm thinking, there is such thing as a survival instinct. And at some point,
it'll
when
eat.
You stop hand feeding your dog, the dog will put food in its body.
That's that sounds like something that the human has just evolved to do with this dog. The dog will eat.
Here's a dog that really knows how to manipulate its owner, doesn't it? And it's telling all its doggy friends, hey, watch this. I'll act like I'm not going to eat. And she will actually hand feed.
Or maybe her fingers just taste really good. I don't know. Here's Shelby. Shelby says, I have a bulldog with eye issues. I have to give him eye drops 5 times a day, every day. I can't get anybody to watch him because of the issue. I've missed out on vacations. That's Shelby.
Holy crap.
That sucks.
Dang. Let's take some phone calls and see what people have to say. Hey, Beth, tell us about your high maintenance pet.
So my pet has a chiropractor that comes to our house once a month to adjust her and do acupuncture if she needs it.
Oh, really? How much are you paying for that?
It's actually pretty cheap. It's like $75 a visit, and that's to our house.
Hmm. So about $900 to $1,000 a year for a chiro visit.
Hmm. Yeah, but she works for it. She does agility, and that's very hard on their joints.
Oh, I
see. And she's also she has no sense of self-preservation.
like some people.
A lot of us don't, Beth.
Beth, thank you for that. All right, so we're off and running. The dog gets chiropractic.
It's back snapped.
And massage.
Poor dog is like, what are you doing to me?
Jeez. Here's Mark. Mark, how is your animal high maintenance?
I have a Great Dane who was blind and deaf from birth, but that's not really the problem. When we first got him, his ears were always swelling up. He was scratching himself. It turns out he was allergic to cats.
A dog that's allergic to cats. I didn't even know that was possible.
We had to give him allergy shots, oral treatments, all the whole deal, because we had cats and he was allergic.
Hey, those
dog in the world.
Those pets get allergies. We had a yellow lab growing up that was allergic to corn, and like one of the main ingredients in dog food. Guess what? Corn. So you we had to buy him all sorts of special, you know,
special food,
special and he had creams stuff. And medications and yeah.
Oh man,
Mark, the cats. That's funny.
Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. Here is, let me see, is it Sakura? Is that right? Hello, going once. Okay, let's see if we can get Sakura back on the line. Here's Shane. Shane, what's the high maintenance animal?
He's a dog, and he is, like, the perfect dog. He, like, I can take him off leash. He lets my daughter do whatever he wants. Refuses. Only dog I've ever met refuses to eat anything off the floor.
Oh, that's one of the main reasons you get a dog, so you don't have to pick up the crumbs.
Thank you. Exactly.
It's, like,
none
the
of that.
Number one reason.
Dog, perfect. Yeah, I could just be like, you know, hey, come clean up. No, he's just like, no, that's been on the floor. No.
He's like, would you eat that? It's been on the floor.
Oh God, it's like the
does,
Jeremy of
like
dogs.
That.
I've brought my dog inside before because I've spilled things on the floor, and maybe she's out back, and I'll bring her in to clean things up.
And you just point, right?
You just point with your big toe. You're like right there.
So what, you have to put it on some sort of special plate or something?
No, and that's the thing that drives me absolutely nuts. I just put it in a regular dog bowl, like a normal person, and he insists on making a huge mess, and then he won't eat it.
Something ain't right with that dog.
That's so good.
So weird.
That's so good. You know, I can kind of relate to the whole mess part, because Niall's the weirdo. When he eats, he lays in his bowl of food. He doesn't just put his face in. He puts his whole top half of his body in. Yeah, so it ends up going all over the place. I'll get a photo or a video for you, and we can post it of Niles halfway into his food when he eats, his whole body.
Sounds like my mother-in-law.
I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing. I know. Shane, thank you for that call. That is a good one.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. Did we ever get
yes,
to...
Yes, four should be good here.
Sakura, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Can you hear me?
So how is your pet high maintenance?
So my boyfriend and I have a veiled chameleon, and he has to have 24/7 lights. So we have to have daytime and nighttime lights. His temperature in his terrarium has to be between 85 and 90 degrees. And
why do you have this
saran
pet?
Wrap. It was my boyfriend's dream pet since he was a kid.
Dream pet? You can't play with it, though, right?
Well, yeah,
you
what kind of it? Satisfaction do you get
it
from this
pet? It doesn't, like, fetch. It doesn't roll over.
You can't take him out of his aquarium, it sounds like, or he'll die.
No, we can. Yeah, we can take him out for about 20, 30 minutes and hold him. And he sits on our shoulder, tries to climb up on our heads. And, yeah.
Sounds great. That's what I want,
gross.
A chameleon climbing on my head. You ever sometimes question this relationship with your boyfriend? He might be a little weird. Do you ever think about that?
No. Well, no, because my dream pet was a snake and we got one. So
you guys are meant for each other. What's the chameleon's name?
What was that?
What's the chameleon's name?
His name is Yoshi.
Yoshi.
You ever worry that the snake might eat Yoshi if Yoshi gets out?
No, because neither one of them can get out. They're locked in unless we unlock it and take them out.
You know, read some news stories, Sakura. I hear constantly stories about snakes that somehow get out. I'm worried for Yoshi, Jeremy.
Poor little Yoshi.
Sakura, thank you for the call.
Different.
We appreciate you. Here's Ann. Ann, good morning. Tell us about the high maintenance pet.
Good morning. Well, she's the cutest thing ever. She's 4-pound Japanese chin mix, and she's a rescue. Her name is Bibi, and I swear to God, she has this food issue where she always picks up. She'll go and get 5 nuggets of food, dog food, and she hides them all over the house like a squirrel. I mean, you find it in the bed, you find it on your pillow, you step on the floor, and you're like, you know, there's dog food. And it's always 5 nuggets. It's so weird. It's 5 nuggets. And
just 5.
Sounds like
five.
A boy
never
band,
four,
doesn't it? It's a boy
six.
Band. 5 nuggets.
The 5 nuggets.
Playing
and
ball arena.
I guess you got to be thankful that they're food nuggets and not some other kind of nugget that they're leaving around the house.
Enjoy your ants.
And thank you having some fun with us today. Time for one more. It's Kelly. Kelly, let's hear about the high maintenance pet.
Well, I have a dog. His name is Diesel. I call him Double D, as in deductible diesel, because he gets injured all the time.
Really? What's the latest injury?
We had 4 weird-ass growths on his back, so we had him shaved and had those removed.
Yeah.
We had square patches all over. Before that, he cut both of his rear tendons on his rear legs chasing a cat in the backyard.
My God. Have you added all this up on what it's costing you?
Yeah, that's why I could pay for my deductible. That's like $1,600 over 7 years.
Well, that's actually $1,600 over 7 years.
Not bad.
We've got people who go. We just had a call the other day, somebody who dropped $6,000 on their dog for a surgery, and the dog was 12 years old. So
we're all of a sudden we're not that impressed, Kelly.
Kelly, we think you're getting off easy.